Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman. Party times!
Live from San Luis Obispo, you are listening to Hurricane and Scroggs. I am JD Scroggin. He is the Hurricane, but you can call him Owen Main. He's blowing through.
Happy, what day is this?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Happy day. Happy day, everybody.
Oh, happy day.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, man?
Well, it's not that happy of a day.
It's not.
Yeah.
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi someone called me fat, basically. And you're aware of this. Owen knows this.
Owen knows. That used to be my column in college.
Yes.
It was called Owen Knows.
Yeah. So, I mean, they didn't say it in so many words, but, you know, I read between the lines. And, you know, at first I was kind of upset, even though I'm kind of self-deprecating and I make fun of myself for being out of shape. It's a totally different kind of thing when somebody says it to your face. But I think if someone has, you know, the stones to like say it to your face that you're fat, it kind of is a motivator to, you know,
totally.
Especially if it's true, which in this case I can't deny.
Well, it's not ridiculous. Like it's yeah.
What are you trying to say now?
I'm trying to say that it's not like you're like obese or something.
Yeah, well, according to the Nintendo Wii, yes, I am obese.
The Wii Fit?
Yes, the Wii Fit.
The Wii Not So Fit.
Yeah, I'm Wii Not So Fit.
I don't think anybody's so fit on the Wii. I stepped on that thing, and it's like, you are like in the worst category of obese. You're the horrible person.
Yes, you do not fit into skinny jeans.
So I've been doing a good job, yeah. So I want to talk about a couple of things related to health. Number one is that today...
Wait, is that how we're going to leave it?
No,
I'm
gonna,
just like pouring my soul out to you. I'm like, someone call me fat. And you're like,
we're going to come back to the fat part. We're going to come back to the fat part.
Yes, that's true. Moving on. In other news.
And, yes, and. Isn't that the key to,
yes,
to improv? Yes, and. Yes,
uh-huh.
And. So there's a place that closed today. It's Foster Freeze in San Luis Obispo after, I think, 64 years in business. In the same location, which is, you know, it's crazy.
It's pretty insane. Remarkable for any business to be in business that long and in the same location.
Yeah, definitely. So this place had been in business for the better part of over a half a century. Thank you, JD Scroggin. For over a half a century and closed. I had heard for a while that it was going to close. I'm still bummed about it. It came out in the paper, I think, yesterday that it was going to close today. So like it was pretty sudden in the end. They didn't want to do like a long drawn out thing, although I think they could have made more money if they would have. If they would have given it like a week, hey, come see us this week. I think more people would have like made a couple of trips. Apparently there was an hour long line today at Foster Freeze to see what was going on. So
you're professional. To pay last. You didn't get rattled at all by my little squeaky sounds.
Oh, I was rattled.
Oh, okay.
On the inside.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, see, here's the thing with that Foster Freeze. Like, yes, it came out in the paper, sanluisobispo.com yesterday, the day before. But if you've ever been to that Foster Freeze or if you know anybody who goes there, it's been rumored to have been closing for like 5 years or more, maybe a decade. Like every time I've gone there, it's been like, oh, you know, Foster Freeze is going to close. Foster Freeze is going to close. So it wasn't really that. I mean, it was. I guess it was abrupt because we made the announcement and then the next day they closed. You didn't have much chance. But I mean... You've had the past 5 years in reality to go get your Foster Freeze fix.
Sure, and I have, believe me. And what I posted today was that I think probably like 5 to 10 pounds of my gut are probably due to Foster Freeze. So
what's kind of funny?
Thanks, Foster Freeze. I'm crushed slash happy that they're closed.
It's funny because I probably saw you when you were there waiting in line. When were you there?
I didn't wait in line. I just went there like at 2 or something like that, and there wasn't even a line. They weren't taking credit cards anymore. And the cash I had in my wallet was $3. And I told them I have $3. Can I have a smaller medium shake? And they made me a medium one and didn't charge me like the whatever 78 cents that it usually is. Nice. It's usually like $3.78 for a chocolate milkshake for a medium. So yeah, they were cool. They were just trying to like get rid of all their inventory. Basically.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, they've been trying, this is what I'm saying. They've been trying to get rid of the inventory for years because they've been talking about closing forever. Like a couple years ago was the last time I went there. And I used to always go, and you know, there's Foster's Freeze everywhere. There's, they have them in Fresno as well. There's totally. Several.
Yeah.
And
Morro Bay is the closest one now.
Yeah, it's a huge chain, or at least it was. It's one smaller now.
Yeah.
But it used to be big. And in Fresno, I would always go get a slush from Foster Freeze. That was my thing. I would get a lime slush or a cherry slush.
Oh, really? You wouldn't go for the ice cream part of it. You'd go for like the slushiness?
Yes.
Did you not have Circle K or 7-Eleven?
No, I just preferred the slush from Foster's Freeze. I always just thought it was like super good. And this was before
Freezy.
See, they didn't used to have Sonic, you know, and they have Sonics everywhere now, but they didn't used to have Sonic, so I'd get the slushes from Foster's Freeze. But anyways, the last time I went to the one in SLO was a couple years ago. I was like, all right, I'll get a lime slush. And they were like, oh, sorry, we don't have slush anymore. Like, we got rid of our machine. We're going to close soon. And it's like, okay. Well, that was a couple years ago. You know what I mean? So if you really wanted your fix, like you could have.
Oh, and I have been.
You could have been getting it all this time. But it was kind of funny to me to drive. I drove by on the way to the comic book store today, and I saw there must have been 100 people there. This is around lunchtime. It was right around like 12:30.
Yeah, there were a ton of people.
There must have been 100 people there. And I was like, oh my God, what a bunch of suckers. Like, what are they even getting there? That if they didn't have a slush 2 years ago, like what is still in existence now? Like, what are they serving now after everything else has been cleaned out?
Burgers, shakes, and cones.
And that was it? That was the whole menu?
I don't know, maybe.
See?
Yeah. Nothing.
And little did I know that Owen was one of the sheep that was going on the last day.
I went late. I didn't have to wait in line. Give me a break.
Okay.
I was not a sheep.
Well, yeah, you were.
Because I wanted to pay respects to a great San Luis Obispo institution like Foster's Freeze.
Is it really paying respects, though? I mean, you're just kind of going. You're going to a business that's closing, that's dying on its last legs.
You're nostalgic about it, man.
They're basically retiring the business.
Yeah, good for them. You pay. Yeah, hey, guys, it's like a retirement party, except everybody who's ever supported them gets to go.
I guess. But it's like you're paying respects to someone who's been kind of half-bunzing it for a couple of years. In my book, if you don't have slush, you're half-bunzing it.
Half bunzing it.
Yes. Well, you told me we couldn't curse.
I'm not a big fan of the slush. I like the chocolate. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right.
It's personal preference, I guess.
So anyway, that's closing. And like I said, I used to go to. There was a period of time when I went to Foster Freeze like 3 or 4 days a week for one of these medium chocolate shakes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like because it's right down the street from my work, man. It's like probably a half a mile from my work. And so I could walk there and back and convince myself that I like made up for it by walking there.
Yeah. Well, what's so good about the shake? You tell me.
The consistency is
that
really good.
You can't get it anywhere else.
So the consistency is really good. It comes from real soft serve ice cream, which is like not something that you find very much anymore. Even when you go to like a, I don't know, like a Applebee's kind of place, you know, they'll have the shakes that are like pre-frozen. So that all they have to do is grab it out of the freezer and give it to you.
Yeah.
And it
or you go to the places that do the hand scooped ice cream. You don't want that either. You want
don't mind that.
You want the processed ice cream coming out of the machine.
Yeah, and then I want it mixed with like milk and you know, like so they do it like the old fashioned way there. That's why it's called Foster's Old Fashioned Freeze. And
was it called Old Fashioned Freeze like when it was like you know
first
came out?
Probably.
Whatever. When did Foster's first come out? When was it?
Like, I don't know. This thing was open in the 40s, I think.
Okay, so in the 40s, was it called old-fashioned?
I don't think that sign's been any different than the 40s.
Was it?
I think that sign's from the 40s.
Maybe in the 40s, they came out, and it was like the new fashion.
And then
somewhere along the line, they're like, oh, man, this isn't new anymore.
Possibly.
It's old now.
Possibly. Yeah. So, but I think the old.
I wonder where that tipping point was.
I think it's always been old-fashioned. Because probably that was around the time that like new-fashioned came in.
Okay.
I don't know what new.
So when it first opened, it was already old.
Yeah, totally. Wow. And now it's really old. It's very old. So yeah, I used to go there a lot, and so I have definitely mixed feelings because the temptation's no longer there. It's like
this is why we're fat, Owen.
It's like I'm addicted to the drug, but the drug dealer's been booted out of town now. Okay,
yes.
At least
yes.
One of the drugs that I'm addicted to is like a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
Now,
obviously, if you're going there 4 or 5 times a week.
Now Cowboy Cookie just needs to suffer the same fate and I'll be good to go. God, those things are good. Anyway, so we talked earlier this week before and maybe just after, but I feel like before and after.
The last podcast?
No, before and after this incident happened where
before I
got
called insulted, before I got called out on the street.
Gordito.
Yeah.
So yes, we both need to kind of pick it up exercise and eating right department.
Well,
and so,
I was trying to say, the thing about when somebody comes out and calls you out, it's like, wait a second, I'm going to prove that guy wrong. And then it gives you motivation. You're like, okay, I was already kind of motivated because I was already on the plan. We talked about this, right? I don't remember if we talked about it on the podcast, but I was already on the plan to not eat any Halloween candy. And I did accomplish that. There's still Halloween candy in the house and I have not had one single piece.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, I did pretty good on that.
Today I did awesome. Like all morning I had good, I had just like oatmeal and then I had like some broccoli chicken chowder, chicken and cheese chowder. And then I realized Foster Freeze was closing. So I went and got a shake.
Well, somebody had to do something.
Yeah. And I'm going to go work out tonight. So that's good. I want to hear your, I want to hear your take on working out first.
No, you're not going to gloss over that. You're not going to just say, I'm going to go work out tonight. Okay. Bye. Like you need to say where you're going to go work out tonight. And what kind of workout this is going to be.
An intense one.
Yeah, it has a brand name. Just
yeah,
use it.
I know, and it's not one I like. Here's the thing about CrossFit: it's not like it's something that
you're doing it. That's the thing.
It's something that people have been telling me about for like 4 years and trying to get me to do, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I don't want to join that cult. And I've come to terms with the fact that I can do it on my own terms, at my own, you know, with what I need to do, and the people there are friendly when I go there, and I haven't been told to like, you know, drink, what is it? It's like either acidic or basic water. It's like, you know, like they literally drink a certain kind of water.
Yeah. I feel like what you're telling me right now is the same thing that the Branch Davidians were talking about when they joined up. They were like, yeah, you know, David Koresh, he's a cool dude. He doesn't make me drink poison like Jim Jones.
Yeah. But what
he's
was
really
the one
nice
thing,
to me every time I come around.
But what was the one thing? So I'll ask you this. What was the one thing that you said? You said we needed to take something out of our collective diets. And what was the thing that I said would be really good to do?
Take CrossFit out of your diet?
Bread.
Oh, take bread.
And a lot of the CrossFit people are big into like paleo, which is the no bread like diet. I mean, really, that's what it amounts to.
Sure.
A big part of it. So that's something that I'm working on. I haven't had a peanut butter sandwich in a couple days here. I feel really good in terms of like having gone to the gym a couple of times the last week or so. So I feel like I'm kind of breaking through at least the first threshold of that, of being able to work out and my body physically being able to handle it. I just need to learn how to do a squat the right way now, and then I'll be good to go. I want to hear.
Then you'll be able to tell everyone about doing your squat.
I'm not telling anybody about anything. I wouldn't have if you didn't bring it up.
Are you trying to buck that trend?
Yes.
You don't want to be telling anyone about doing CrossFit.
No, not
really.
You're gonna turn it into Fight Club. I just want to do it and then feel better and lose a bunch of weight. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so
because you know what they say. You don't even have to know what they say. They just say it. Like the CrossFit people are like, I'm CrossFit.
I read something. It's like the opposite of Fight Club. The first rule of CrossFit is you talk about CrossFit.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Alex Jankowski, I think at the Trib, told me like, oh man, you know, what's the first thing people talk about if you're a vegan and you do CrossFit?
What is?
How do you choose? How do you choose which one is the one you're going to bring up to somebody's face
in a casual conversation, quote unquote? Yeah, yeah. So, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a challenge every time. It's with people. The social aspect of it is actually the part that appeals to me, because while I can go take a bike ride by myself, I exercise for an hour, my heart rate probably stays, you know, in like the 120s, 130s for a lot of that time. It's not like this crazy, like max heart rate, max effort thing. And I don't get as much out of that hour as I could. So, I think I'll still do those types of things, but really, this is like there's a social aspect to it. That's really a big deal for me in terms of like peer pressuring myself into doing something and into doing the right thing, which is why we talked about also doing like some eating things. I want to hear about I really like the JD Scroggin workout that you described to me.
So you're going to do that
because I'm going to do that.
You're
going to
do CrossFit or you're going to do the workout that shall not be named.
Yeah, great.
And we're both gonna we'll say this too.
I do have to say this because I don't want to act like I don't like the people there. Like they're good people. It's CrossFit Inferno in San Luis Obispo. They seem like really good.
Oh no,
people.
They're getting a plug.
They're super nice.
What is this, free publicity?
Well, you know, maybe eventually they
sponsor.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay,
you never know.
If they sponsor, I'll change my tune.
Will you go there?
I will change my tune.
Okay. All right. So tell me about the JD Scroggin workout.
If anyone wants to sponsor, I will change my tune to your tune if you're out there.
That
if you're
is
out there
affirmative.
And if you're interested in sponsorship opportunities, my tune is your tune.
Owen at fansmanship.com.
Yes. Email owen@fansmanship.com. So what was your question about my workout theories?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know what your
before
your
I tell
is.
You what I plan to do, while you plan to do workout that shall not be named, and before I tell you what I plan to do, we need to like decide what we're giving up. So we're giving up bread, like all bread.
Yeah, and you know the thing that
what
I
about
really
like bread sticks. What about
pretzel? Oh, I had bread sticks last night. Yeah,
pretzel
that was
sticks. Does that count as bread?
You know, I'm going to try to not do stuff like that. I'm just going to really try to do like...
I'm not looking for a way around it. I just want to know what the rules is.
But I also think that like there's like a 1 day a week cheat thing that can happen. Because like that's the way that people talk about
doing I'm not it. Cheating.
Okay. I guess it's up to either of us how much we actually want to subscribe to it because it'll show in the results.
So here's what my proposition
is. How much do you weigh? I weighed myself a couple days ago.
How much do you weigh? You
like
tell me first.
243.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed myself in a while, to be honest.
Is that surprising to you?
I can't, a little bit.
Do you think I weigh less than that?
I thought, I would say that I weigh more than you, but, and maybe I do, because I haven't weighed myself in a while, but last time I weighed myself, I was right around 235.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I could get down like the two teens, like 210, 215, that would be 30 pounds. That would be a lot.
Yeah.
That'd be a big deal.
Yeah. So, all right, so we're giving up bread. That's like it's on the record now.
I guess.
Okay, I'll do it.
Damn.
And also, I propose all sugary treats. So no candy, no cakes or cookies or anything with frosting. And, you know, I'm going to try and give up all sugar altogether. Other than like natural sugar that's in like
sugar
fruit
is literally my addiction.
That.
I mean, so like I'll have to eat a lot of fruit to like keep myself like sane, but sugar in like a banana is way better for you than sugar
in a chocolate
give up shake or in candy.
Kind of, you know,
I'm going to try
processed sugar as much as I can.
I can do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my part of the thing. So we'll try and do no bread,
no
sugar.
We want to do like a month to see how we are, like a month and reevaluate.
Okay, fine. I'm looking for a longer term than even a month, but sure,
giving up sugar
we'll
for your
back.
Whole rest
you mean we're
of your
not gonna
life.
We won't talk about it on the podcast for another month, and
right.
We'll talk about it again.
Yeah, because giving up sugar for the whole rest of your life, I don't know if that's a possibility, but
we'll see, man.
But getting into a lifestyle where I only eat it once a week or something, I could see that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and here's my plan for workout. So, I don't know where I got this from. Oh yeah, no, you know what? I do know where I got this from.
Where?
When I was in college. I was a sports writer and I was covering the Fresno State women's basketball team. And I found out, at some point during the season, maybe it was in the preseason or off season at some point, that the women's basketball team was going and training with a local women's boxer, named Jennifer Alcorn. So if you're from the Fresno area, I guarantee
you know her name.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you, if you're from the Fresno area, you've heard the name before because she was a very famous women's boxer. She fought Mia St. John at one time. Do you remember Mia St. John?
I do remember
Playboy,
Mia St. John.
From Playboy fame.
I guess.
Yeah, Jennifer Alcorn.
I feel like Mia St. John fought like Leila Ali or something.
Well, she fought Jennifer Alcorn and Jennifer Alcorn beat her face in.
Okay.
So anyways, the women's basketball team for Fresno State was training with her. So I went and did a story on how they were training with her. Another side story on Jennifer Alcorn. She was on Wife Swap one time a few years ago. You remember that show Wife Swap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her husband is like a police detective or something, big, burly, mean looking dude. It was a pretty interesting episode if you want to go back and look at it.
Okay.
And Lorenzo Neal, if you remember that name, was a guest star on that show. Like she.
Do you know where Lorenzo Neal is from?
He's from Lemoore.
Dang.
Why would you test me, dude?
Well, I mean, he was from, I know that he does a, he does a podcast.
I'm from the Valley, man.
He does a podcast on one of the networks that I like to listen to.
Okay.
On the Adam Carolla Network
with check it out.
Ray Oldhoffer about football.
Yeah. There you go. Dude, don't test me in my Valley knowledge of anything.
Yeah. Lemoore. My grandma lived in Lemoore for a while.
Yeah. So Jennifer Alcorn brought Lorenzo Neal onto the Wife Swap episode she was on. But anyway, so I get there to the basketball thing where she's training them and I see what they're doing. They're basically, this is all they were doing. This was their entire like strength training program. It was punching the heavy bag and doing push-ups and jumping rope. And she was ripped. If you ever saw this woman, trust me, like her biceps were humongous. She was big, ripped, huge shoulders. And basically that's how she stayed in shape. That's all she did.
That's cool.
There wasn't any weightlifting. There wasn't any other cross mumbo jumbo. It was just push-ups, jump rope, punching the heavy bag.
Nice.
So I've kind of patterned my own personal workout off of that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I've done it sporadically here and there, but I've never really been able to keep it up.
Right.
And what it is basically is I'll do a series of workouts.
I think they call it till failure. You do as many as you can do.
Yeah, as many as you can do. Yeah, totally. So what I'll do is I'll just do like as many push-ups as I can. No warm-up, just come straight and just start doing push-ups. Do as many push-ups as I can. Usually it's around like 25 before I like stop. And then I'll get up and just do a minute or two of jumping jacks straight, nonstop, fast as I can. And then when that's over, I do some kind of ab workout, whether it's like bicycles, you know, that is when you put your hands behind your head and then you do like one elbow to the opposite knee and then...
Like standing up?
Uh-huh. No, laying down like, on your back, but you do like,
got it.
Like
yep.
This.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'll do that for like a minute and then
I wish everybody could have seen what JD just did. Go ahead. Yes.
And then do some squats or not squats, lunges. Pardon me.
Yeah.
So like some sets of lunges, you know, like 30 on each leg or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then start over again and then do as many push-ups as you can.
How many rounds do you go?
Just as long as it's burning. Okay. Usually two.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm dedicated to this. I'm going to do it as much as I can.
Maybe
now.
Three rounds.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And so, and then also, I think I'm going to add in some running. So okay. like at least a mile a day, 3 days a week.
Nice.
In addition to whatever team sports.
That's kind of what I'm hoping my bicycling can turn into is like the in between kind of like a couple days a week, get out for an hour, feel good about it, you know, get loosen up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it's about is kind of staying loose and being in there. So that's pretty cool.
So what I'm going to do.
So we'll update you guys.
I'm going to look like Jennifer Alcorn by the time I'm done. Just you wait.
So yeah, I mean, we're both hoping to, you know, hold each other a little bit accountable. You can hold us accountable if you see us on the sidelines. Oh, I'll just speak for myself. If you see me on the sidelines, you want to say, "Hey, fat ass," or something like that. Was that not okay?
Fat buns,
as JD says. You can say that to me.
Fatty. You can call me fatty. If you see me and say fatty, then I will fatty just get
McSweats,
mad.
Fatty McSweats a lot. So go ahead. Feel free. Say hi.
Yeah.
You should say hi to us anyway.
That's pretty much how my wife treats me anyway. So it's like, it wouldn't be any different. I'd be used to it. Trust me.
So like, you know, say hi to us anyway. I mean, whether you're going to call us names or not, you should probably say hi. We're pretty friendly guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have that going on and that'll be fun. Bummer about Foster Freeze. What else do we want? Oh yeah.
You know what? Wait, hold on. I want to add this too. Like if you're listening to this, send us an email and say something and we'll read it. We'll read it in the next podcast.
Ooh.
If you send us an email at owen@fansmanship.com.
Guaranteed.
It will be read.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
an email will be read.
Yes.
Yep.
I want some emails.
Okay. owen@fansmanship.com.
Yes.
Or you can tweet us and we might even read tweets about the podcast.
Yeah. If you tweet at me, I'm at twitter.com/slowcollegebeat.
SLO.
Yes.
College beat. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, you were doing one of your perfect segues.
My segues aren't very good. They're just trying to move the... Move
I know, but
along.
Do one. They're corny. I like them.
Speaking of working really
Speaking
hard.
Speaking of Foster's sometimes freeze when I, and being chubby.
Sometimes when I work really hard, I feel like I'm going to soil myself. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about what's crappening.
I asked for that one. Anyways. Yeah. So what's crappening?
JD Scroggin. What's
this is our
crappening?
This our most popular segment of the podcast, I have to say. Every week, yes.
Do you really have to say, though?
Yes. Okay. If I have to say.
I actually kind of think this one's funny, so.
You like this one.
Usually okay. I'm not too
I'm going to give you the
that.
Full scoop on this one because I only gave you the headline.
I don't know if I need the full scoop.
I'm going to give you the whole pooper scooper on this one. But like every week we try to bring you the news of the day, what's happening around the world in the world of poop. And, you know, and they're useful stories, you know, that sometimes they're health related, sometimes they're lifestyle related, pop culture, academic, you know,
poop
related.
Okay.
So anyways, I got this story here. This is from Engadget and this is from, was it from today?
Wow.
This is brand new, hot off the press. It's from yesterday. So today is Wednesday. It was from
Extry. From, read all about it.
Yes. This is from Tuesday. And this is a little feature from Engadget.com, where it names this business. Can we say that name of that business?
Ish Express,
where I'm
paraphrasing,
but Ish Express will send poop in a box anywhere and in exchange for bitcoins.
That's even that makes this story like so much better.
That's what makes it better.
Is that you have to pay Bitcoin?
Well, no, you don't have to pay Bitcoin. That's the advantage of this thing. So let's see.
As opposed to other poop delivery services, this one accepts Bitcoin.
Yes.
So all you Bitcoin users who also need your poop delivered somewhere, this is the one to use.
Well, see, this is the poop delivery. This isn't just poop. This isn't like, you know, a couple times we talked about poop that needed to be stored in a poop bank and delivered to people who were desperate for poop transplants.
Oh, desperate for them, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't about poop transplants. This is not a health story. This isn't isn't for the betterment of society, this Ish Express.
Yeah.
Ish Express is not helping people. Ish Express is helping you give the middle finger to your worst enemy.
The stinky middle finger.
Yes, by delivering basically a carton of fecal matter.
Gross.
To anyone you want.
Gross. Gross.
As like a gag, quote unquote, gift.
No, not quote unquote. It's a gag. Yeah, it's going to gag.
No, it's not a gift. Oh, no, I didn't mean gag, quote unquote. It's going to gag you. Like, you open the box and you smell it and you're going to be like.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a way for you to like send like literal poop in the mail to someone you hate and be like, screw you.
Can you imagine if we were in high school and this stuff was around? Like, I just can't even imagine. Like, teachers, like everybody's going to get this stuff. Like from like disgruntled students.
Yeah. What would you
or, like middle school, like a middle schooler with a debit card? Can you imagine?
Would you have sent poop in the mail to one of
your
teachers?
I wouldn't have, but I know people who definitely would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you have?
Because
what kind of kid are you?
You
liked all your teachers?
I got along pretty well with adults. Let's just put it that way.
You were the teacher's pet.
Let's just put it this way. If I was walking around campus during class and the principal saw me, which happened a few times, he wouldn't question why I was out. He would just say, hey, how's it going? And he'd like, let me go on my way.
See, that's why you would be the perfect kid to pull off this kind of poop caper.
Yeah, but I would never have the cojones to do it though.
Because like back in our day, there was barely even internet.
You barely had like what was the ring back where you could call somebody back who just prank called you?
Yeah, Star 69.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was like a new.
Yes, that was the new technology
that
of
like
the day.
Blew our minds like, "Oh, we can't make prank calls anymore." You know?
Well, you could still make prank calls because there was another star code where you could block
beforehand.
Your number.
Yeah, yes. Right. But nobody.
So that's what we did in high school. I remember we prank called teachers. That's what we would do. We got someone. I remember somebody, one of my friends,
got
a hold of like the staff directory somehow.
It
was like
high school?
Yeah, it was a total like straight from the movies caper. Like somebody got their hands on the school directory somehow, stole it from the office or something, or paid someone to get it, or got it by some underhanded means, and then we had it. And we were at my friend's house, and we just went line by line through all the directory, picked out the teachers we hated the most, and just called them, and then pranked them. Like as hard as we could.
Just screwed with them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to repeat the exact pranks, but it was some unsavory things that were said.
Like I said.
So no, I don't think I was there.
So would your friends have totally sent poop to their teachers? Absolutely.
But like we were such renegades, I feel like, that we would have just pooped anyway and just did our own poop.
Just left it on their doorstep?
Yeah. I mean, there was a kid I remember in high school. There was a kid that we, you know, didn't really like, you know, our group didn't like his group or whatever. And his dad, like at his parents' house, they had an old toilet that they had put out on the lawn to like.
Like as a joke?
No, I don't remember if it was one of those trash pickup things.
Yeah, maybe they were doing their thing. Yeah.
Or if they were just getting rid of it and they just put it out there for the time being.
Somebody went out there
and
took a crap in the
toilet. So we went, one night we went to the house and took a dump in the toilet that was sitting out there.
Like collectively?
Well, we all tried to, yeah. We tried to each one take a dump and like some of us couldn't do it.
Wow.
And some of us could.
That's pretty gross, man.
Yeah, well then eventually the dad, you know, came out and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And then we all ran to the car and tried to take off
without wiping, probably.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, that's totally gross.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was unsafe. I told you it was unsavory, man. Well, what were you guys doing? What were you guys doing in Cayucas? What was the equivalent
to each other? So, like, I
the equivalent never, of you of the equivalent of what did I did in that
I
night.
Never did it, but people used to go around and like tip the honey huts that we talked about a couple of like a month or two ago.
Okay.
That might have been the first What's Crappin' In, actually. Yeah. And people would go around and they'd like totally tip over honey huts in Cambria. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I with your stories.
But you, what you did, so I would go and my friends would do, you know, pranks. You would go to the teachers and say, hiya, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, like I'd be like, yeah, you know, the teacher just ran out of Kleenex. I'm going to the office to grab some more. That would be like a pretty standard response.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the meanest thing you said or did to any of your teachers?
I never did anything. Like, I was actually going to get Kleenex usually because I had like terrible allergies.
But that was the meanest thing you ever did, go get Kleenex?
To teachers?
Yeah.
God, what did I do? I can't remember.
The meanest thing you ever did to one of your teachers was say, oh, Mrs. No. So-and-so, may I please go get Kleenex?
I probably did other things. I don't really remember. I can't remember.
Well, come on, everyone. New millennium.
Time to join in on the fun.
This, yes. Engadget and Ish Express will allow you. Let me just tell you what this thing is here.
Tell me a little bit more.
It's a startup, and it offers something that older rivals can't. You can send poop on behalf of people who've incurred your hatred. There's other companies that do that, by the way. This isn't the only one. But this is the first one, according to Engadget here, that accepts Bitcoin, so you can do it in anonymity. That's the advantage. It's like there's no credit card paper trail. You can totally do it, and then theoretically, you wouldn't get busted. And it says it costs here $17 to do it. They will send horse manure. The price includes...
So you don't send your own poop. You send horse manure.
No, exactly. It's not your own poop. They don't ever handle your poop. They just get from an unnamed horse and then move it along. The price includes packaging. You can choose to send it in a plain box or disguised as a fancy, expensive gift. Could you imagine, like, getting, like... Because you get packages.
Ooh, somebody sent me a gift.
You order things online, right? And I know you do, and I know your wife does. And sometimes, if you're anything like in my house, my wife will order something, and it'll come, and I don't know what it is, because she bought it on her own. Same thing with me. I'll order something, it'll show up. She doesn't know what it is. So if you got a package, even if you weren't expecting it, it would be commonplace, right? Like, you would just think, cool. Somebody sent me something, right? Like, you wouldn't throw dubs at it all. You wouldn't, like, be skeptical.
Right. Totally.
So could you imagine getting something that looks like a fancy,
be the worst,
boxed up gift?
Be the worst.
And then you open it up. How would you react to that?
I would not be happy.
What would you be?
I'd be confused. I'm a guy who kind of gets confused before I get mad. Like, I wanna sort it out. Like, okay, it could have either been this or this. And if it's this, then I'm going to be like just kind of still confused about it. But if it's this, I'm going to be pretty mad. And I would, yeah. And then like you said,
well, what would you do about it?
Nothing. What can you do if they paid with Bitcoin? My hands are tied.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they paid with the Bitcoin.
Well, even if they had paid with credit card or something, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Don't send me poop, people.
God. Please. You don't even like talking about poop on the podcast.
No.
Could you imagine if some showed up on your doorstep?
No. No, I don't want to imagine, J.D. Scott.
What would be your first words out of your mouth? You open this fancy, expensive
ish.
Box.
I would say ish.
Would you yell? You would yell it loud?
I wouldn't yell it. I'd just say it like, I don't know. You know, I think you've kind of desensitized me to it by having this this topic on our podcast.
Okay, so imagine we didn't talk about it and you just got a box of poop in the mail.
Too many hypotheticals, man. Too many hypotheticals. I don't know. I couldn't say. All I can say is that it's pretty gross. And whoever does this, it's a startup. I can't imagine it's something that's going to like catch on big time. It's like definitely a niche thing. I could see people sending it to like their professors or their teachers or like their next door neighbors. Like I could see myself using it maybe if like there was a specific neighbor that like pooped on my, that let their dog poop on my lawn a lot. Yeah. I might send them something like that. That might be like a funny passive aggressive way to do something. But
you know what I wish I could do? I wish you could like get, you know, people cut you off all the time or just drive like a-holes generally. Like if you could just get their
address,
their last license plate, get their address somehow. Like that's the people who deserve that.
And
kind
send
of
them
thing.
Some poo. Yeah. And they'd be like, why? Or
people
like
people who inspired road rage.
Or the guy who rode his bicycle across the street in front of me.
Yes.
Done. He can have a box for sure.
Well, that's when you need to find out what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone, a guy posted a comment on this in Gadget Story. At the bottom, he says here that it's actually illegal to send fecal matter through the mail unless the package is properly marked. with like doctors' labs.
I think human blood testing. Human fecal matter, though. I think I don't think animal, like horse poo.
I couldn't tell you. He just says it's not allowed in the mail. This guy's saying he knows as a postal retiree.
Well, but
he also says there used to be a company out there would send fake feces, which was bread like dough that was chemically altered to smell.
Yeah,
that would be awesome too, right?
Yeah, that would be the one.
Would you be more for that, or would you want the real thing? Like, if you were the sender, would only
care.
Real poop
as long as they're getting grossed out and they don't know the difference. Like, they won't know the difference.
So you would send the diet poop and you wouldn't have a problem with
diet
that.
Poop. Nice, chemically altered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Artificially sweetened poop.
Oh,
you
God.
Would send that.
And by sweetened, it's not doesn't mean sweetened.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's just so gross. I don't know where. How do people have time? Okay, let's talk about this. I barely have time to like go to work, to have like a hobby or two, and to spend time, God willing, with my family from time to time. How do people have time to like invent a way to ship poo to somebody and think that that's going to be like the way? Like, can you imagine if there's somebody defines themselves by like this job, by this small business they're starting up? Hey, they have to go like sell it to investors. Hey, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be huge. We're going to sell poop. We're going to mail it to people unwittingly. And it's going to be a great prank, even though nobody gets to see it when they actually open the poop up. If there was like a hidden camera that broadcast, maybe it would be fun. But there's no way that you can actually see them open the poop up. So you don't know. I mean, what if they just throw it away? Whatever. What?
Yeah. Well, maybe this person like stopped eating bread like 6 months ago, and all of that extra time on their hands from not eating bread, they used it to develop this business.
Maybe that'll help you and me, JDs.
Yeah, we'll have more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we won't be eating bread.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, whatever it is, this is one of my favorite What's Crappin' in stories we've done. It's not as gross as others have been.
Yeah. Well, let's talk pranks one more time. Have you never done a prank? This is what it sounds like. You've never pranked anyone.
I've prank called people. I've like prank pranked people. Sure.
Okay. What's the prankiest prank you ever did?
God. Tell me yours first besides pooping in a toilet.
Oh, I have plenty, man. Yeah.
Tell me one. You tell me one and I'll think about one.
I could tell you one every week for the rest of the year. You want me to do that?
I got one.
To do prank of the week?
Okay, yeah, but okay. I got one. I'll start it off, and then maybe we can save yours for next time because I know we're on a little bit of a time. I'm on a little bit of a time crunch today.
Okay.
There was...
Where are we now? How many minutes have we gone?
About 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we're nearing the end, I guess. If we go a little bit short, then email and complain.
Yeah, totally.
Email Owen at fansmanship.com and say that you want the full hour.
I want the full
of
16
Hurricane
minutes.
And Scroggs.
Freshman year of high school, we convinced this guy that Icy Hot was the thing to do for like he had kind of a pulled groin in basketball, and we told him he just needed to put it all over like everything, and so he put it on there, and then we came out right before we went out to warm up for the game, and so he was warming up, and all of a sudden he shot a layup and just kept running into the bathroom to try to like, you know, he had to like go in there and clean himself up because, you know, Icy Hot's like atomic bomb, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That stuff will, you know, it burns after a second after you get,
why
and
would
especially
you do that?
Especially once you get warmed up because it's funny because he didn't know.
Yeah, but
funny.
Why did you do that?
Why did we do, it was like a group thing.
Oh, you just went along with the crowd?
Probably. I was like a freshman or something.
Were you actually like?
I wasn't the head of the prank. No.
But did you actually have a hand in any of this?
Yeah. Everybody's like encouraging him. Yeah, dude. Yeah, all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's cool. Right. It just makes your muscles feel better.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets places.
You didn't rub it on, did you?
No, I did not rub it on.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. thanks for allowing me to clarify such things.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So there.
You know what kind of things happen in the locker room.
So that was a
ladies,
fun one.
Ladies, in case you were wondering.
Oh my God!
You know what happens in the boys' locker room?
Gross.
Sensual massage of Icy Hot. Stop it. On your groin.
No. No.
At least in Cayucas.
No. That's not what happened. It was Anyway, you know it's the old.
What did he say? What did that kid say?
Probably
use guys.
Probably some things I can't repeat on the podcast. You tell me one really quick, and then I'll see if I can think of another one.
Tell you one what? Oh, one of my pranks?
Yeah, in 4 minutes or less.
Remember when, it won't even take that long. Remember when McDonald's came out with 29-cent hamburgers?
Yes.
And 39-cent cheeseburgers? Yes. Well, one night we bought, the maximum you could buy at once was 20.
Uh-huh.
So we bought 20 hamburgers, and it cost less than $5.
Oh my gosh.
And we ripped them up into shreds, into tiny pieces, and then threw them on the lawn of somebody that we didn't care for.
Oh, wow. So what does that, what does that even do?
It just humiliates them and makes them angry that they have to clean up
hamburger meat.
Hamburger.
Oh, McDonald's hamburger meat. That's like probably not ever going to like
what?
Even like decompose or whatever. It's probably going to sit there for.
Well,
like
we only
ever.
Did that because it was like the cheapest thing you could buy at the time. It was like cheaper. It was literally cheaper than toilet paper. It was so cheap that it was actually cheaper than teepeeing someone's house. Wow. It was basically like the cheaper alternative to teepee.
Wow. One of the funniest like mini pranks I ever saw was when I was in middle school, and this kid named Anthony came up to me. He goes, "Watch this." And he walks up there and he asks the lady at the counter, he goes, "How much are the 69 cent tacos?" She turns around for a second, looks up, and then she realized it when she turned back around. Oh, 69 cents. And then it was pretty funny.
59.79999
For like a seventh
time.
Grader. Like it was. That's,
I remember
that's
that
like
commercial.
Hilarious. Yeah, that's like hilarious. So.
Yeah. Well, was it 59, 79, or 99? There was no 69 in the song. I just repeated.
It could have been post.
I just
song.
Sang it.
It might have been after the song came out.
You remember
it,
that commercial?
Yes. Yeah.
When did that commercial come out?
Circa 1994.
Okay.
Maybe I was in middle school then. Yeah, maybe that could have been.
I just want to make sure.
Maybe 79. Like, you know, maybe 79. So
because maybe that commercial didn't hit, you know, Cayugas until you know. Last year.
You and your Cayugas rantings.
Yeah.
It's not that far behind. It's far behind, but it's not that far behind. It's an idyllic place.
It's far behind.
It's an idyllic it's place in the Central Coast.
Just not as far as you think it is.
Okay. So that's been fun today. I appreciate the what's crapping in. Sad to see Foster Freeze go.
And sad to see bread go and sad to start working out.
Yeah. No, I'm not sad about that. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
All right.
Yay. So for JD Scroggin, I'm Owen Main. You can follow JD on Twitter. Where JD?
At twitter.com/SLOcollegebeat.
Or just at slowcollegebeat on Twitter. And
I prefer to say the entire URL.
Or at rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin.
Correct.
Or you can follow me at Fansmanship or at Owen Main. You can find my pictures at photos.fansmanship.com. If you're interested in Owen Main photography, there they are. And also you can find what we write on fansmanship.com. We're covering a lot more Big West stuff this year, I think. I had actually Brian McInnes on my podcast earlier this week.
Yeah,
from the Honolulu Star Advertiser. A lot going on in Hawaii this with men's basketball. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, keep an eye out. And so for JD Scroggin.
Yes.
I'm Owen Main.
Peace. Yes.
Catch you next time. I kick it off, a tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop 8 pills of ammonia, turn on a marathon and a canola.